Kumlen and Ablat Gemara. We're starting the second half of Psachim, Peidig Tamid Nishchet, and Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. And now we're going to talk about the Korban Pesach, what time you bring the Korban Pesach, and is there a difference whether Pesach falls out, Erev Pesach falls out during the week, or whether Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, and if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like this year. If Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, then all the roasting has to be done also before Shabbos begins. They need more time. So maybe we start a little bit earlier if Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, earlier than a normal year. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you cannot roast at all. You cannot roast at all on Shabbos. So maybe you need less time. Or do you make it the same as during the week? So we're going to see there are a number of opinions. There's two opinions, and there's another opinion how to understand these two opinions. And now, we know generally that the korban, every day they brought two korbanos, the tamid, the everyday korban in the morning, and the tamid shebeinu abayim. And all the korbanos are sandwiched in between, except the korban Pesach, which is brought after the korban tamid. The Gemara already will tell us how do we know that. So the korban tamid followed by the korban Pesach. So even though the korban tamid would take an hour to prepare, and you know, we have, you know, Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedolah is the earliest time you can daven, you can bring the Tamid, which is 12:30 in the afternoon. And then Mincha Ketana is 3:30, which is 9.5 hours. It takes an hour to bring the carbon Mincha Shabbeinu Abayim. So they start at 2:30 and they're bringing everything else, and they you know, they shecht it and all that, and it's finished by 3:30. And that's called Mincha Ketana. So Erev Pesach, you have to bring the mincha forward a little bit so you'll have more time to bring the Korban Pesach. Remember, Korban Pesach, everybody brought, and you had a number of people sharing one korban, but they used to have three different groups, and so it took time. And we'll learn detail how all that worked later on. Says the Gemara, Tamid, the korban Tamid, generally in the afternoon, Nishchet, you bring it up and you shecht it, Bishmoina Machtze, 8.5 hours, which is 2:30, assuming a day is 6 to 6. The Koret Betisha Machsa takes an hour to shecht and everything else, and they brought it on the Zbeach on 3:30. That's what we call Mincha Ketana. Nine and a half hours in the day, or 3:30 in the afternoon. Baran Arib Sachim. Nishchet, when did they shecht it? An hour earlier. B'sheva Machsa, they shecht it on 1:30. The Koret B'shmoyna Machsa, and they finished the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim by 2:30. And therefore you had time to bring the Korban Pesach afterwards. And this applies Bein B'chol, whether Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, Bein B'Shabbos, whether Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. So according to this opinion, the Mishnah, it makes no difference if Erev Pesach is a Shabbos or a weekday, 2:30 is the time. Even though on Shabbos, you know, maybe you can start a little bit later, we'll see, nevertheless, 2:30 is the time. But the Mishnah does not talk about if Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday. Because then, remember, you have to roast it as well before Shabbos, so you need more time. Yeah. Chol Erev Pesach Lias Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, since you need more time, then you bring the Korban Tamid at the earliest possible time. Nishchet B'Sheitzah Machtzah. 12:30, brought the Korban Tamid. The Korban B'Sheva Machtzah, and they brought the Mizbeach at 1:30. But Pesach Achrav. And 1:30 is when they started doing the Korban Pesach. Okay, says the Gemara, first of all, Minohan Emili, how do you know, what we just said before, one sheep you make in the morning, and the other one you make in the afternoon, so therefore, what do you mean, Beinu Arboim, it could have said Beinu Erev, or Be'erev, what do you mean, Beinu Arboim, between the two afternoons, what do you have two afternoons? So you have the beginning of the afternoon and the end of the afternoon, and you slice it in half and right in between. Chilkeyu lebein shnei arabim, two parts. Beishos amachz lekan, beishos amachz lekan, and beshor achaz lasiyosei. So you have, they take the day, you divide it six hours in a day, you slice 2.5 hours here, 2.5 hours there, and you have 1 hour of activity. So 2.5 hours and 2.5 hours is 5 hours, and then 1 hour activity. So 12 o'clock, the sun begins to move a little bit. So therefore, you start from 12 to 6, divide that in half. So 2:30 is when you start bringing, and 3:30 is when you makir it on the mizbeach. Moshe Rava, so Rava asks a question. if it's bein abayim. So ba'arve psochim, it says there, if, you know, right now we understood that mahatoyle, if it's a fixed time, you always bring it 2:30. So how come the Mishnah says that if Erev Pesach on a Friday, you bring it forward to 1:30? Moshe Rava asked a question, how can you bring it forward? The Torah says always 2:30. Ba'arve psochim nishri b'sheva machzah, you shecht it at 12:30, v'kada b'shmona machzah, and you bring it on his bech at 1:30, bein b'chol ben b'shabbos. It says in the Mishnah, sorry, a normal Erev Pesach. A normal Erev Pesach, you bring it forward, instead of 2:30, 3:30, it's 1:30 and 2:30. L'chayit of the Torah fixes the time 2:30 and 3:30. It's always 3:30, you have to be makrivit right in the middle. How can an Erev Pesach bring it forward to 2:30? Beim Rav Yitzchak Adar to Bishmoyle Machzah that Isaac, tell me that what? That 3:30 is Matoyle, Heichim Mekadmin Lei. So because Erev Pesach, what right do you have to bring it further? Elam Rav says, this whole idea that Mahatayda, you can bring the Korban Tomit Shebein Abayim anytime in the afternoon. It's Midrabbana that they decided that generally throughout the week, 3:30 and another Pesach earlier. Well, during the week, we want to make it later because anybody who brings a Korban from wherever they bring it from, they have to bring it prior to the Korban Tomit in the afternoon. So we want to give them as much time as possible. We don't want to go any later than that because then we're starting to get too close to the evening. And you have other activities as well to be done. So therefore, we fix that time. Elam Rabbah, mitzvah say the Tamid Mahatoyde, the mitzvah of Tamid is Mishiyantu Tzolotol Erev, from when the sun starts to set. Now Rashi over here sort of contradicts us a little bit, and everybody talks about it. Rashi starts off saying, so Mahatoyde, the entire 6 hours, you're allowed to bring your carbon, which is from 12 to 6. And then he starts spelling out, it starts from 12:30 to 6, because you between 11:30 and 12:30, the sun is right in the middle of the sky, there's no shadow. When does it begin forming a shadow? Only from 12:30, when the sun moves a little bit in a certain direction, towards the west. So therefore it's 12:30. So which one is it, 12:30 or 12? So Michas Chinuch wants to say that really it's 12, but the Rabbanan said it should be 12:30 because it's hard to tell. If you have no watch, how can you tell if it's 12, quarter past 12, quarter to 12, because the sun is right in this epicenter of the sky. Others learn that Mahatayda is 12:30. But anyway, Minchik Tan, the meaning is we start from 12:30. Says the Gemara, my time. So we start, Tommy is in the afternoon. How do I know? Doma Kara Beinu Abayim. The Tayda says clearly Beinu Abayim. It should be in the afternoon when the sun begins to move to the west. Me'idna Damascus Shimshol Lamayim. And the sun begins heading towards the west. Hilchot, therefore, Bishai, you might as well shine the rest of the year, the Ikin, the Dori, and the Dov, the rest of the year, that the number of Kabbalahs that people volunteer to bring. The Rachman Amar, the Torah says, Olehel Chelbe Hashlamim, on top, after the first carbon you bring in the morning, the carbon Tomish HaShachar, on top of after that, you bring all the fats of your carbon Shlamim, because the carbon Shlamim, the only part that goes on Mizbech, is the fats. All the Kabbalahs have to be brought after the carbon Tomish HaShachar, prior to the carbon Tomish HaBein Abayim. You cannot bring any more Kabbalahs. So therefore, even though generally we have a rule, Zizim Magdimah L'mitzvah, so if you can bring the carbon Tomei Shebein Abayim in the afternoon at 12:30, L'chay, that's when you should bring it. Nevertheless, we delay it because of the Kabbon Ador and the Dovis. And on Shabbos, L'chay, when people don't bring a carbon Ador and the Dovis, definitely then you should bring it up much earlier to 12:30, you know, Shechtet. We don't do that because we don't make a difference between Shabbos during the week. It should always be the same, as the Gemara will tell us later. In the Tetis Allah Hal Bechel Bishlamim, Omer Ma'abi learned, Allah Hashle Kala Kabbonis Kulam. After the first Tarbim Karbim in the morning, you bring all your other Kabbonis. Therefore, Ma'achrin Le Tartisha, we delayed by 2 hours. So the Gemara is by saying delaying 2 hours, sounds like 12:30 is really the fixed time and you add 2 hours. Vavdin Le Bishmar Machzi, you make it 2:30, you shecht it to 2:30. And, but Erev Pesach, Arve Pesachim, the Ika Pesach Achra, Arve Pesachim, you have to bring a carbon afterwards, after a carbon, Tomit Shebein Abayim. That's why we say that, you know, the Tfilah, we say the whole thing there about carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach davening after Mincha. Kadmina Le Sho Achas, we bring forward the Mincha 1 hour earlier, V'avdina Le, and we do it, B'Sheva Umachza, and we do it at Sheva Machza here means 1:30. It's a little bit confusing. Sometimes Sheva Machzah means 12:30, means 1:30. Anyway, 12, it means 7 hours and a half. Not seventh hour, but 7.5 hours, which is 1:30. And then you bring it up 2:30, which is an hour earlier than generally. And Chol Erev Pesach Lias Erev Shabbos. But for Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, we've got to bring it forward again. Why that? Because there's two activities. One activity by the carbon is the shechting, and one the carbon Pesach, and another activity is the roasting. And therefore, the economic tzliyosa, there's the roasting the leidochi Shabbos, that doesn't push away Shabbos. You cannot roast Friday night the Korban Pesach at Shabbos. And why not? So Rashi learns, the reason why you can't roast it is because it's who you're roasting for. You're not, it's not a korban tzibur, where the din is it pushes away Shabbos. It's a korban yachid. So therefore, the roasting part of it, even though we shech and everything else, even on Shabbos, but the roasting part of it, does not push away Shabbos at all. And you can do that on Friday afternoon. And you can do that Friday afternoon. Is Mokmina and Lay Adine, so then we bring the Karban Tamid forward again. B'sheisha Machza. Now the Karban Tamid on Fridays are brought 12:30. On Friday the Pesach are brought 12:30, finished by 1:30, and you have an extra another hour so that people can actually go home and roast their Karban Pesach. Roast their Karban Pesach. There is a Machlekes Rishonim. Whether the roasting has to be done at night, or the roasting actually can be done as soon as you shecht your carbon, 3 in the afternoon, let's say you shecht your carbon, you can take it home and roast it already as well. Or it has to be dafka done, the roasting has to be done the same time as eating, which is at night, as night. Anyway, saying but further, tell them what we learned. Now we're going to bring a braisa, and this braisa is going to confuse us a little bit, and we're going to have a number of opinions, 3 opinions to how to understand the braisa, and then relate it back to our Mishnah here. Tarabonon, we learned in a braisa, this is what it says, Kisidurei b'chol, the same way you do it during the week of the Korban Tamid, kach sidurei b'Shabbos. The same thing applies to Shabbos. Divir Abishmo. Now he doesn't, we have no idea what he's saying here. The way you do it during the week is the way you do it on Shabbos. Is he talking about Pesach? Is he talking about a regular Shabbos? So initially the Gemara is going to think that he's talking about Pesach. He's talking about Shabbos Erev Pesach. And what time we should do it? Should you do it the weekday and Shabbos exactly the same time? Or maybe on Shabbos, because there's no Nedarim and Nedavos, we might as well bring it forward so you have more time to record Pesach. There's not be such pressure, such a rush. So we're going to see that. We're going to maybe learn that they're talking about Shabbos Erev Pesach, or the last opinion would be a Shabbos about an ordinary Shabbos. Anyway, Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, we're talking about the Korban Tamid. Rabbi Shmuel says there's no difference during the week or Erev Pesach. Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, Kisidurei be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says, the way you do it erev Pesach is the way you do it Shabbos and weekday. We have no idea what Rabbi Akiva is saying here. My comma, what exactly is Rabbi Akiva saying here? So, 3 opinions. Amar Abaye, first comes along Abaye. Abaye says, this is what it means. Hachi ka'oma. This is what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, and then what Rabbi Akiva is responding. Rabbi Shmuel was talking about Pesach. It's like Erev Pesach during the week. 2:30 you shecht. 1:30 you bring an hour forward. 1:30 you shecht. 2:30 you bring up in his bech. So 2:30 you start bringing Korban Pesach. It's kach sidurei b'Shabbos. So too b'Erev Pesach. If Shabbos, when he says Shabbos, it means Erev Pesach on Shabbos. We make no difference. Even though you could bring it forward, we don't do it. On Shabbos we do the same thing. 1:30 you shecht the carbon. 2:30 you bring on his bech, and then you start the Korban Pesach. And our Mishnah, when it says ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos, follows exactly Rabbi Shmuel. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Kisidurei be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Just like Erev Pesach, Shecholi is be'erev Shabbos. When in our Mishnah, it says clearly, if Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, we bring it forward another hour. We bring the Korban Tamid to the earliest possible time, 12:30 and 1:30, you bring in the Mizbeach, and that's when you start checking the Korban. Kach, Sidurei b'Shabbos. Why shouldn't you do the same thing on Shabbos out of Pesach? There's no Nedar Medav, there's no reason to delay it, so bring it forward. So he says that on Shabbos, if Shabbos is out of Pesach, instead of starting the Korban Tamid at 1:30, might as well start the Korban Tamid at 12:30 and bring in the Mizbeach 1:30, you have plenty more time to bring up the Korban to shecht and bring the Korban Pesach. And do everything you have to do on Korban Pesach. Yeah, because why not? There's no Nedar Nedavos. There's no reason to push off Shabbos till later. Umasnisin. So when our Mishnah says there is no difference Shabbos and weekday, obviously it does not follow Rabbi Akiva. Follows Rabbi Shmuel. It's only Ben Bechol Ben Shabbos Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara Ben Maikem Bifugi. So what's the crux of their argument? What are they arguing? So how can Rabbi Shmuel delays it on Shabbos? L'chei Rabbi Akiva, it makes sense. There's no reason to delay. Why should you put all this undue pressure? Rabbi Akiva is right. On Shabbos, since there's no kabbanas brought anyway, no private kabbanas, bring the Korban Tamid as early as possible so that you have plenty more time, ample time to bring all the Korban Pesach. Why delay it? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. They're arguing in the order, the sequence of events, but on a Shabbos. The Musafi, in Shabbos, you bring a Korban Musaf, And the also on Shabbos, the lechem haponim, the 12 loaves of bread, the 12 showbread, they also put bezichin on it, this frank incense. And what they did was, the process was, they would take the lavoina, the frank incense, put it on his bech and roast it, and only afterwards are the kohenim allowed to eat from the lechem haponim. So which activity took first, which took second? So the mesafin koydmin lebezichin mivgei. What took first? Did the carbon musa come before the bezichin, before they took those two lavoinim and put them on the mizbech, and then put on the new chalas as well, and so on? Because that is what enables the koinim to eat from the lechem when they roast these bezichin. And they would, as soon as they roasted, that's where they distribute the bread, and they need about an hour to take care of all that. Is Rabbi Shmuel holds musafin koydmin lebezichin. Shmuel holds that first you take care of the musaf, and then you take care of the bezichin, and it's roasting everything else. Now, musaf always was 11 o'clock. Why? Because it says by musaf yoim. It doesn't say boiker, like first thing in the morning. It says yoim. And therefore, boiker means first thing in the morning, yoim means later, so it's 11 o'clock. They brought the musaf 11 o'clock. So, bezichin, they brought at 12 o'clock. And they need another hour, which means they were not ready until 1 o'clock. So because they were not ready until 1 o'clock, says Rabbi Shmuel, even on Shabbos, they didn't start until 1:30. Either could have started at 1 o'clock. So Rashi gives two explanations. Tosfos likes Rashi's second one better, because the only times that we know for the Korban Tumid is in the half-hour time. So it's either at 3:30, they brought, 2:30 Shechting, or 1:30 Shechting, or 12:30. So if you couldn't do it at 12:30, we move it over to 1:30. Yeah. Rashi says the first Shabbat maybe took a little bit longer to distribute the bread and so on. Anyway, says more further. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "Masifin Musafin Koyim Mazichin Oblum Musafin Shayin Meitim Musaf 11 o'clock Mazichin Mishavim Mazichin 12 over the Tumid Shavim Machzon." Therefore, they made the Tumid 7.5 hours, which is 1:30. That's why he holds that Pesach. Holds that Erev Shabbos is Erev Pesach. It's no different than during the week. Then 1:30 Shach the Karm Tumid, because the Mazichin took place after the Musafin. But Rabbi Kiva holds Mazichin Koyim Milu Musafin. So therefore, Bezichin b'chamish, Bezichin was 10 o'clock. Musafin b'sheish, he agrees, Musaf was 11 o'clock, so by 12 they're all done, over and done with. So 12:30, they were able, physically, practically speaking, they were able to bring the carbon tamid shechted at 12:30, so they did it, why not? Well, with the tamid b'sheish amach, they did it at 12:30. Okay, that's how we explain it. Maskif l'rova, so Rova says, let's be a little bit more particular, look carefully at the words of the Gemara. Mide Rabbi Akiva, does Rabbi Akiva, all Rabbi Akiva says in his words are, Kisi duroi be'eret Pesach, like you do it eret Pesach. The way you Abai learn it is that on Shabbos eret Pesach, you do it like Friday eret Pesach. Where do you see that in his words? Kisi duroi be'eret Pesach shechol. Does he write there like you do eret Pesach shechol li as be'eret Shabbos? According to you Abai, he should have said, how do we do it? The way you do it if eret Pesach falls out on a Friday. So then I'll know we're talking about Shabbos, and we do it the same way as a Friday. Ketani doesn't say that, not at all. All it says is, Kisiduri be'eret Pesach Stam, like you do it at a Pesach Stam, which means maybe on Monday and a Tuesday. Elamar says, Rabbi, Hachikama, I'll tell you, it's totally different than what you said. Kisiduri be'chol, I'll tell you first, Rabbi Shmuel, Kisiduri be'chol de Alma, just like you do it normally in a weekday, Kach Sidur be'Shabbos be'eret Pesach, Rabbi Shmuel. So, Rabbi Shmuel, I agree with you the way you said it before. But it goes that if the same thing, Shabbos or Pesach is no difference than if it's Tuesday's at a Pesach or Monday's at a Pesach. And that is that what? That if Monday's at a Pesach, it says Loy Adu Pesach. Pesach can't be on Wednesday, so therefore you can't have at a Pesach on a Tuesday, and nor can you have at a Pesach on a Sunday, but you can have it on a Monday. So at a Pesach is on a Monday. What do you call it? And the way Abaye learns, Rav learns the same thing. But Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva saying? This is what Rav says differently. Rabbi Akiva says, the way Rabbi Shmuel learns, Rabbi Shmuel says the follows. Kisidure b'chol d'alma. He totally argues Abaye. This is what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. The way you normally have the Korban Tumid, little Pesach, the way you normally have the Korban Tumid throughout the year, which is 2:30 you shech the Tumid, and 3:30 you bring him his Bech, at a Pesach we bring it forward an hour, but not if it falls on a Shabbos. Kach Sidr b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. If Shabbos is at a Pesach, we leave the Korban Tumah at the same time, the latest possible time. Because since you cannot roast on Shabbos, therefore there's no, we don't need that much time, and you can go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach a little bit later. Why? Why have that undue pressure? Because he's worried about something else, as we'll see in a minute. Dibur Bishmo. That's what Bishmo says. Come to Mekiva, and he says, Kisidure be'erev Pesach. No, Shabbos is no different than any other Erev Pesach, which is you bring it 1 hour forward. So in other words, nobody's saying Shabbos if you bring it 2 hours forward, the way Abaye learned. Rabbi Kiva says that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach is no different than Tuesday Erev Pesach or Monday Erev Pesach, and that is, Monday Erev Pesach, and that is that you bring it, 1:30 is the Korban Tumah, and 2:30 is Mizbech, and so on. So that's Rabbi Kiva holds no different Shabbos. We get our mission is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that on Shabbos, if Shabbos Erev Pesach, you actually delay it by an hour and bring it back to the normal time during the year. And why is that? What's going on here? Why does Rabbi Shmuel actually delay it and make it and postpone it? They argue as to whether the meat gets hot. Rabbi Shmuel holds, we are worried that the meat, once you shechted, the earliest group that shechted, let's say if you bring it forward 2:30, you start shechting the Korban Pesach, then the meat just sits around and it will start getting very, very warm. And therefore, Bishmol says, no, let's delay by an hour so we have less time for the meat to get spoiled. And Rabbi Kiva says, Le'chashin le'michma bisur. We're not worried about michma bisur. We're not worried about getting warm. And Rashi says, just the meat itself sitting around doing nothing after you shechted it for 6 hours, it starts getting a bit warm and maybe it starts getting going off a little bit. Teza says the reason is because you don't wash the inside. You don't wash the innards of the animal, the Shabbos, because it's not Doicha Shabbos. And therefore, we want to delay it as late as possible. Says the Gemara further, Eloi Chayshin, if Rabbi Akiva is not worried at all about bringing it forward on Shabbos at Pesach, not worried about the meat becoming warm, so why don't you bring it forward another hour? Na'avdi b'sheisha machza, bring it forward another hour, because before we learned in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds that the Korban Musaf follows the Bezichin, and the Korban Musaf is finished by 12 o'clock, so what's the point of waiting? Bring the Korban 12:30, like Rabbi, you want to learn Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi, no, I hold that Rabbi Akiva actually holds all the way around, that the Bezichin brought after the Korban Tumah, you don't finish till 1 o'clock. So therefore, we do it the earliest possible time, which is 1:30. Kosova musafin koyim lebezichin. I hold that Rabbi Kiva holds that first you bring the musaf at 11 o'clock, you finish by 12. 12 you bring the bezichin on the mizbeach, and then you distribute the challah, finish by 1. And avul musaf mesheish, you make the musaf at 11, the bezichin mesheva, and the bezichin at 12. V'avul tamish amachza, and then the tamish brought at 7.5 hours, which is 1:30. Here it means full 7.5 hours. So then you brought at 1:30, and that's early as you can bring it. And what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether we're worried about warming up the meat. So here, according to Rabbi, it's exactly the opposite of what Rabbi said. Maskel, Rabbi Arul, Rabbi says, I don't like the whole way you're learning. I don't think Bishmo is talking about Pesach at all. Mas Rabbi, midei kesidre b'choil kach sidre b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. Where did Bishmo say a word about Shabbos being Erev Pesach? All he says was the way you do it in the week, the way you do it in Shabbos. He doesn't mention words about Pesach. Rabbi Kiva is the one who introduces Pesach. So therefore, he says, Kedoni, kach, see that b'Shabbos, stomach tani, he doesn't say anything about Shabbos. He just says, he doesn't mention anything about Pesach. He just says Shabbos and weekday. Elo Rabbulah. Rabbulah says, hachik tani, this is how you should learn a b'shmol. Kisidre b'chol da'amel. During the week, we push off, we delay the Korban Tumah as late as possible because people are bringing their private kabbonis. So when it comes to Shabbos, should you bring the Korban Tumah earlier because there's no kabbonis being brought? Says the b'shmol, no. We don't want to make a distinction between Shabbos and during the week. Whatever time you bring the Korban Tumah during the week is the same time you bring in the Shabbos. Kesidre b'chol da'amah, the way you bring it during the week, generally at 2:30 you shechta and 3:30 you bring the mizbech. Kach sidre b'Shabbos da'amah. That's how you normally do on the Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says no. He says, we're talking about a normal Shabbos. Kisidre be'erev ha'pesach da'alma. Just like erev Pesach, we bring the Korban Tumah forward by 1 hour. We shecht it at 1:30 and we bring it up at 2:30 in order to bring the Korban Pesach. Kach sidre b'Shabbos da'alma. I argue with Shmuel. I hold that a regular Shabbos, not Pesach, a regular Shabbos, there's no point in delaying it. Bring it forward an hour. And I'm not worried that if you're going to bring it forward an hour on Shabbos, you'll make a mistake during the week. Kain, you know what they're doing. During the week, you delay it as late as possible. So 2:30 you shecht, 3:30 you mizbech. And on Shabbos, 1:30 you shecht, and 2:30 you mizbech. And why 1:30? Because the musa comes first, and then the bezichin, and you don't finish till 1 o'clock. So you wait till 1:30. Umasnisin and Al Mishnah. So that according to his version, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are not talking about Pesach at all. So Al Mishnah and their Braisa are totally unrelated. Umasnisin and Al Mishnah, it says, Ben Bechor, Ben Shabbos. Whether Pesach falls on a weekday, whether Pesach falls on a Shabbos, we always shech the carbon tum at 1:30 and 2:30 minutes Bech, and then you shech the carbon Pesach. You can work out according to both. So what exactly then is the argument? How can Rabbi Shmuel says that in Shabbos you should bring it the same time as during the week, and Rabbi Akiva says on Shabbos bring it forward an hour? They're arguing big zaydus nedarim v'nedavos kimifgi. They're arguing, are you worried about during the week when people bring their own kabbalas? Rabbi Shmuel holds gazin and Shabbos are the chol. Rabbi Shmuel holds since during the week we want to delay the karmat tamid, we don't want to make a distinction between Shabbos and during the week because you might make a mistake. Rabbi Akiva holds like gazin, and I'm worried. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Kiva's not worried, bring it even earlier. Since nobody brings a carbon, why don't you bring it earlier? Shecht it at 12:30 and 1:30 put it on the Mizbech. So we already answered, like Rava said, we hold that Rav Kiva holds, Musafin, Kleim Mizichin, Musafin are brought at 11 o'clock, finished by 12. But the Mizichin, that frank incense that you have to burn Mizbech, didn't happen before the Musaf, it happens after the Musaf. B'sheish, Musafin b'sheish, so Musafin 11, v'zichin b'zayin 12, and they finishes by 1. So v'av the tamid b'zayin a machzah, the tamid brought at 1:30. Meitzel, ask your question. Tamid, it says in the Braise, the carbon tamid kol hashana kula, the entire year kolav kil chasa, you bring in the normal time, which is nishchid b'shmein a machzah, you shecht it at 2:30, v'kolav b'tes a machzah, and you bring it back at 3:30. But if ed of a pesah, when it comes to ed of pesah, we bring it forward an hour. Nishche b'zayin machzah, you shecht at 1:30, v'kada b'chesa machzah, and you put him as beach at 2:30. Cholias b'shabbos, if it falls out, if ed of pesah falls out on Shabbos, is kecholias is no different than b'sheni b'shabbos, as if it falls out on a Monday. If ed of pesah falls out on Shabbos, is no different than ed of pesah falls out on Monday. That sounds like a Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Shmuel, that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you don't make it any different than Erev Pesach the rest of the week, and you make it the same time. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Kisidre be'erev ha-Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says that the way you normally do it, Erev Pesach. Now, what does that mean? Bishlein l'bayi nicha. So according to Abaye, it makes sense. Rabbi Shmuel says that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you do it the same time you do Erev Pesach falls out during the week. So what Rabbi Akiva says, Kisidre ke Erev Pesach, what did Rabbi Akiva mean? He's arguing with Shmuel. He's not saying the same thing. He must mean if it falls out on a Friday. And Rabbi Akiva is saying that, no, I believe that if Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, it's like Erev Pesach falling on a Friday, you bring it forward another hour, give as much time, under pressure, and so on. So according to Abaye, and he holds the Bezicha brought before the Musafin, and therefore there's plenty of time. So Bishlein by Nicha, it makes sense this whole braisa. El Rava Kasha, how in wool is he going to explain it? Because he holds it up according to Rabbi Akiva. You bring it, you know, at an earlier time. Rabbi Shmuel holds bring it a later time. Omloch Rav Rava, Loi Tema, don't you misunderstand Rabbi Shmuel? You think Rabbi Shmuel is saying that if Shabbos falls out, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's like Erev Pesach falls on a Monday. That's what you understood. That's not how I learned. I hold that he actually delays it, that he treats Erev, Rabbi Shmuel holds that if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, you bring the carbon tummy the same time you would bring it every weekday because I'm worried about the carbon getting too hot and the animal is going to get ruined. Therefore, you bring it, you shechter at 2:30. And this is what he said. Like, don't say kechol b'sheni b'shabbos as if Pesach fell on a Monday. El ema el Pesach. The ema kesheni b'shabbos the alma, like a normal Monday, not like a Pesach Monday, but a normal Monday. In other words, you bring the carbon tamid on Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos at the same time you bring it during the week because I hold you delayed. Rava's version because he doesn't want the meat to get too hot. Makes another question. Cholis b'shabbos if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. It just says if it falls on a Shabbos. That's all it says. If it falls on a Shabbos. Is kisidre kekol hashana kuli? Do it like you do it the whole year. Give it a bishvul. What do you mean? If it falls on a Shabbos, obviously we're talking about something. It sounds like we're talking about Pesach. So you do it like the whole year, which is what you do it at 2:30. In other words, if Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, you don't make any change. Then the way you do it a whole year, a normal carbon tummy, which is 2:30, you shecht. And the reason why we're delaying it is why we're making it to Erev Pesach the normal time because we don't want to do it too early, the meat will get warm. This sounds like Rava's understanding of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kisidu be'er peis nami." You do it like a normal peis, so you bring it forward an hour. We're not worried about warming up. Is bishlam, but Rabbi Nicha makes sense. Why Rabbi Shmuel is delaying it? Elabai kasha bai is the problem. Omloch abai, you misunderstood Rabbi Shmuel. Like tame, but don't think he meant kisidu kol hashana the way you normally do it on a weekday during the year. Leimer kisidu kol hashanim kulon. The way erev Pesach normally is during the week, which is what? Which is you bring it an hour early, and that same thing here is on erev Pesach falls on Shabbos is no different than it falls out during the week. That erev Pesach falls out during the week. The Rishwala, but Kiva says, Kisid el Pedro Cholibel el Shabbos. And Kiva argues, he says, no, if the Pesach falls on Shabbos, is you bring it the same time if the Pesach fell out on a Friday. You bring it as early as possible. Okay, now starts a new Gemara. Talking about what we learned. Minayin, how do you know that the very first carbon we bring in the day is a Tomit Shal Shachar? Minayin Shalayed of a Kaidim, the Tomit Shal Shachar. How do you know nothing should come before the Tomit Shal Shachar? Tamil Lemit, it says, you should bring on top of that. After you bring the carbon tummy, you bring on it the oil, my tummud. So how exactly do you learn from that? It says that you get the fire, don't let it get extinguished, and the kohen burns wood on it every morning, and then on top of this wood, he brings the oil. And then after that, it says you bring the chelbe hashlam, the fats of the shlamim. So how do you learn that from ha'oil that this is the very first carbon? Omar ha ha'oil. I mean the hay is an article of the oila rishayna, the very first oila. Umenayin, how do you know she ain dover karev achat tomit shabeinu abayim? How do you know that you don't bring any other animal on the mizbeach once you brought the afternoon carbon, the carbon, you know, the tomit shabeinu abayim? Tamalaymer, it says in the pasuk vihiktir aleha, and after you brought the morning sacrifice known as the tamid shel shachris, you bring after that a bunch of other sacrifices chelbe hashlamim, for example the peace offering, the shlamim, everything goes to the owner, and the only part that goes on the mizbeach is the fats. So it says in the pasuk you bring on the mizbeach the fats of the shlamim, and that's what you bring after the carbon tamid in the morning. My Talmud, so what exactly, how do we learn from there that's it? You don't bring anything after the second carbon in the afternoon. I want to buy you Aleha Shlamim. After the first carbon, you bring all the fats of the Shlamim. The Leal Chavat Shlamim, but not after you bring the second carbon, the Tomit Shabbain Rabbayim. Once you do that, that's it. It closes all the activities of the Mizbech. Masko Rav, okay, Eimer Shlamim. The way you're learning it, okay, just limit it to Shlamim. The Shlamim cannot be brought after the carbon in the afternoon. Who do learn Nakriv? Ha'oil is Nakriv, but maybe a carbon that you could bring in the afternoon. Elavar says Rava, Hashlamim. The word Hashlamim doesn't mean a peace offering. I'm going to translate Hashlamim. Aleh Hashlem means complete. After the carbon tumid in the morning, all the other kabbanas of the day should be brought after that. You complete the kabbanas, and only then do you bring the carbon tumid shell beino abayim. Teshuvah really asks in a number of places, why do you need a pasuk that you bring the carbon tumid before you bring all the other kabbanas when we have a rule, tadir, usha'enu tadir, tadir kaidim, that whatever is common always comes first. The carbon tumid is a daily event. People bring their own personal kabbanas once a year, twice a year, so three times a year. So why do you need a pasuk? So the Sfarim Mefarshim answer, you need a pasuk. What happens, you're standing in the morning and they don't have access to a carbon tumid shel shachat. They don't have the lamb there. And somebody else is standing there and he has the carbon, his own personal carbon. Then there's no thing as tadir she'ena tadir. There's no tadir there. Maybe you should bring the other person's carbon first. That's why we need a pasuk to tell you, no, never. Under no circumstance. There's actually a whole interesting discussion. If there's no carbon tumid shel bein habayim, there's no tumid in the afternoon, and a guy is standing there and he has a lamb for the carbon Pesach, what should he do? Should he offer his lamb to the Beis HaMikdash? They should bring the carbon tumid, because that's a communal carbon and so important, and you have to wait for that carbon before you can bring carbon Pesach. But then he misses out on his own personal carbon. Or he should bring the carbon Pesach, forget the tumid, because if you don't bring a carbon Pesach, you get karis. And this is not an accident, because you voluntarily gave up your carbon. So what's more important? What's preference? A carbon of a tzibur, which is one level, or a carbon yachid, but if you don't bring it, you get killed for it. And there's an interesting discussion there. Tell them what we learned. Tamid Kaidin LePesach. First you bring the carbon tamid in the afternoon, and then you bring the carbon that you bring Pesach. But Pesach is not the last activity. Kaidin LeKtaitis. And then we bring the Ktaitis, what the incense they bring in the afternoon is after the carbon Pesach. And Kedoidis, Kedin, and the last activity is lighting the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So first we're explaining why is the carbon tamid come before the carbon Pesach. We accepted till now that the carbon Pesach is after the tamid. How do we know that? Maybe carbon Pesach should be before the tamid. Says the Gemara, Yu'ucha, let's delay Dovah, something Shinanabai says, Bo'edev, Ubein Habayim, let's delay something where it says two words, Be'edev, Ensebein Habayim, it says by Korm Pesach. It says two psukim, one pasuk says be'edev, one says bein abayim, to a carbon tamid ledavar shalei nema by be'edev. Doesn't say the word be'edev there. Ella bein abayim. It says there once bein abayim in the afternoon. Here it says twice be'edev, which is the evening, bein abayim in the afternoon. So therefore we delay the carbon pesach bevad over the carbon tamid. Yihachi says going to following that logic. So since the carbon pesach has two words, Erev and Ben Abayim, it should be the last activity. Yehachik Teides V'Nedes Nami Nikadnu LePesach. So why don't we roast the incense and light the candles before the Korban Pesach? So we answer, Yehucha Dover Shenema Boy Be'Erev Ben Abayim. We delay something where it says Erev Ben Abayim. L'Dover Shalai Nema Boy Ela Ben Abayim Bavad. That's the most question. So L'Chayda, we should delay the Korban Pesach to be the very last activity completely. Says the Gemara, could by light, for example, lighting candles, it says Ben Abayim. That's all it says. It says the Gemara, shiny hosom, there is different. Because by candles it says, the Mirach Mona, it says in the Torah, Oisoi. It says, Oisoi. Tanya, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, you shall light the candles, Me'erev Abayke, from the night to the evening. It says, Yarech Oisoi, Aron Abonov, Me'erev Abayke. From the night till the evening. You should put enough oil that it should burn from the night to the evening. Tell them, Midosh, Me'erev Abayke, put enough oil, there's sufficient oil to burn from the night till the evening. And it says there, Oisoi, only that, that's as if this is the last activity to bring the night and the morning together. And nothing else should happen after that. Dovaracha, Ein lech avoida, shekshedah me'erev abayke, there's no other avoida that's good afterwards. Ela zubavad, only lighting the candles. My timer, what's the reason? Makro yadach oisoi, aron abodav, me'erev abayke, oisoi me'erev abayke. Only that should be done from the night to the morning. Nothing else happens from the night to the morning. Okay, so that explains candles. The last thing, what about k'tayris, incense? Maybe that should take place before the Pesach. V'iskish k'tayris l'nedis. We compare k'tayris to candles. Just like candles, there's nothing kosher afterwards. So to k'tayris, there's nothing kosher afterwards. Okay, and we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.